Yeah, go back inside, yo.
A peaceful protest against the recent murder of Dante Wright by police in Minnesota marched downtown in Albany on Wednesday afternoon, April 14th. It ended up running into a wall of belligerent Albany police in front of their South Precinct house on Arch Street. We were there as a standoff ensued. Police stood on a ramp at the station's entranceway. Protesters tended to those who had been pepper sprayed or manhandled by officers. The mood was tense, reminiscent of last year following the murder of George Floyd.
Actually, right here, just right here, the officer comes over and takes my and he literally took my this officer right here in the white took my blowhorn and pushed it right in my face. And honestly, my upper lip is not attached right now, currently to
you can actually see
my
blood
lip
on his mask if you look.
And on that officer, there's my blood is all over his mask. Yeah. That officer has my blood on his mask over there. And currently, my upper lip is not attached.
And then the action started afternoon here?
It started, honestly, we were 3 p.m., but we didn't really start, like, moving, I think, until probably, like, maybe closer to 4:30, almost 5. And then we got down here. And him, per usual, was ready for a fight from the jump. And, you know, he was ready for a confrontation. And, yeah. And he, you know, came out. He pepper sprayed her multiple times. There's a man that's all the way down there that was pushed to the ground, pepper sprayed several times. There's another black woman that was pushed down.
Someone carried me out.
So many, like, people were pepper sprayed in their mouths. There's another person that was also assaulted by him as well. He, like, took, they had a light in their hand. He took it and, like, you know, he's just.
Are they saying anything before?
No, they're just, you know, they're just ready. They just, they're literally just coming down and just spraying people, and we have it all on video. It's absolutely disgusting, and at the end of the day, what are, like, we're sitting here against police brutality, and you're sitting here brutalizing us. That doesn't make any sense.
Burn for a minute.
The sequence was that everybody was just walking up. the protest, and it's happening around the country and everywhere, and they came out to meet you all? Or?
Yeah, they were already standing out
They were already standing outside, waiting. I think they pretty much already knew, because each place that we went, there was, like, you know what I mean, officers either trying to follow us or, like, waiting at each intersection.
And where did you start?
We started at Townsend Park.
Okay.
And we went up, and like I said, we just came over up here. This was our end point, and to end the protest here, and they were already waiting for us. We kind of knew that they were going to be in riot gear, already prepared for us or whatever, but, you know, we didn't know what they were, you know, what exactly they were going to have prepared, but we didn't know that they were going to be ready to full-on, like, assault us, like, with our own, you know, megaphones and whatnot, so... And then not only that, they were, like, bum-rushing, like I said, females, like, and femmes, and...
All we were doing was standing on the ramp. That's literally it.
Actually...
My turn?
Fuck 12! Fuck 12!
This has all come about as the city wrestles with new legislation to demilitarize policing and ban the use of tear gas. Further protests are expected over the coming days and weeks. We later left as the police moved inside their precinct house and the protesters argued among themselves, then marched back up the hill towards Lark Street, police cruisers stopping traffic along the way. It appears that we're going to have a long spring and hot summer. This has been Paul Smart reporting for Hudson Mohawk Magazine.